Does anybody remember what we talked about last Friday that came? That was there? About faith? What was it about faith?
Hebrews chapter 11.
And about what?
About how many were tested and everything relied to faith. Everything was by having faith in all their trials.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they went through the trials through faith, by faith.
Yeah, I talked about it in the book of James, because many say it was faith by works. And I showed y'all that it's not of our works. And when he was talking, he was in the book of James, he was talking to believers already. And he was showing that through their faith, you can't be justified in the eyes of God. And man, you're justified by the works that we do. And he's telling them to go out, and now that you're saved, go out and do the works, so you're so people can see the faith that's in us. But this study I'm gonna do, because a lot of people have told me, you know, they can't accept that once they're saved, will they always be saved? Or what if my faith fails? Or what if I leave the Word of God? What if I go back? How can I be saved if I fall away, or if I stop going to church or stop believing, right? Many believe that. And I've talked with a lot of people, and a lot of people doubt their faith. And I want to go to a verse. This is what it's going to revolve around. Everybody go to Romans 3. Well, the heading is God's faith or our faith? Yeah. Okay, Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. Here Paul's talking to the Romans, and he just got talking about how the Jews had, they thought that they were better because they were Jews, and he's showing them, you know what, y'all had the law, y'all had God's word, and now that it's given to the Jews and the Gentiles, so he says it's not a profit of nobody. He talks about circumcision, but in 3 he says, what advantage hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? It's the Holy Spirit arguing with them. It says, much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. See, he's talking about the Jews, the nation of Israel. God's word came through Israel only. His word wasn't given or written through any Gentile. That's why I say any word that comes now and they write anything and they say that's God's word, I reject it, because God, his canon of scriptures closed. It was given to the Jews only. But here he's telling them, you know what? Y'all had the oracles and y'all had circumcision. It don't profit you nothing no more. He's saying it's not between the Jews. It's given to both of us. And it says in verse 3, For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, and every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in the sayings, and the mightiest overcome when thou art judged. Okay, see, a lot of people like to talk about the love of God and how God does this, but a lot of people don't like to believe what God said. And I'm gonna go through. I'm gonna lay a foundation because I want to show you, a lot of people in the Bible, they didn't believe, but what God's word is gonna come to pass. See, Adam believed by him eating the fruit, he wouldn't die, right? He died. Okay. And Noah, in his days, everybody laughed and they were wicked and they didn't believe that they'd be killed. What happened? He drowned everybody, flooded the earth. God's word will come to pass. See, Pharaoh didn't believe when Moses told him, you know what, I'm going to kill all the firstborn. I'm going to kill your son. God will kill some if you don't let my people go. He didn't believe what happened. All the children died. The Jeremiah preached to the Jews that they would be captive in Babylon, and nobody believed it. Down for 70 years they were. Lot said that God would rain fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. The people laughed. And then they burned, right? Burned the city. Okay. The rich man in the book of Luke 16, rich man Lazarus, he was a proud man. We don't know if he was a believer. We don't know if he was an atheist, but he didn't believe in God. He died, and what happened? His eyes, he opened in hell. See? Okay. In Genesis, Abraham, I want to show you this. Go to Genesis 15. First book of the Bible. Genesis 15, chapter 15, verse 6. Abraham, it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he was counted for righteousness. It was counted to him for righteousness. See, he believed, but then he doubted. Go to verse 17. Okay, 17 verse. Can read 16. This is where God's telling Moses that his wife, it says, and I will bless her, talking about his wife Sarah, and give thee a son of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of all nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Look at and then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? He believed, but his unbelief, he fell on his face. Imagine one of us, so we telling somebody, and they laugh at you. But God still counted him for righteousness, even in his unbelief. And what happened? Just because he didn't believe it, what happened? She still bared a child. Right? Okay? So, Herod, I don't know if you all remember the story of Herod. Herod the king, he one day he was proud, and you know, he was dressed in, it's in the book of Acts 12. I'm going to read it real quick. Acts 12. See, he didn't believe in God, and he had captured Peter, and then they had got away. 12:20. It says, and Herod was highly displeased with them. Well, let me go to, okay, 21. And upon a day, a set day, Herod arrayed in purple, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and made an oracle unto them. An oracle is a form of speech, especially when given on a ceremony or in an occasion. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of God and not of man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten with worms and gave up the ghost. He didn't believe. And he took the glory. And what does the word say? There should be no other gods before me. And they called him a god. He didn't believe him. Look what happened. He died. Okay? Okay, and the story of Ananias and Sapphira, right? They sold land and possessions. They took it back. And they lied. They lied to the Holy Spirit. Because they talked amongst each other, and they agreed to only give a certain amount of what they sold the land for. What happened to them? They died. Because they held back. They lied to the Holy Spirit. See? Many people say that they don't believe in God or in Jesus, or say there are many ways to heaven. By saying this, they think that it won't come to pass. God's word is going to come to pass whether you believe it or not. If you believe, you will know all the blessings contained in this book and all the curses. In Romans 3, go back to Romans 3. Right after Acts. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? See, God's word is going to come to pass. Whatever he says, it's going to follow. This is giving us a security. This right here is a security of, you know, whatever you believe. It says, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God is going to bless. You know, there's blessings and curses, and you can either agree with God, that's how you get the blessings, or agree with yourself. And I'm going to show you some blessings and curses where he said that, but God's word will come to pass. Go to Deuteronomy 11. Chapter 11, verse 3. Let me make sure. Yeah. Deuteronomy 11, 3. Yeah. And his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt, and unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. I'm sorry, 13. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart. That's a commandment he gives. Now turn to verse 26. Behold, the same thing, 11:26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. Go to 30. It says, and take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by the following them, after they be destroyed before thee, that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so, I will likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord. Huh? Wait, where am I at? Yeah. Oh, verse 30. I mean, chapter 30. I'm sorry. Go to chapter 30. I knew something was wrong. I'm sorry. Let's see. 19. I knew it was wrong. I was testing. Okay, so he said that he's going to bless and he's going to curse, right? Look what he says. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. Life is blessing, cursing is death. And then he says, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give them. See? So, Go to Galatians 3. So right there he says, on this day, there's going to be appointed blessings and curses. Galatians chapter 3. Okay, we're going to read from 10 to 14. For Galatians 3, okay. For as many as are of the works of the law are under what? The curse. What's the law? The law is given works. Don't do this, don't do that. And a lot of people think that they were justified by what they do. And he says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continue not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. See, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. There's the blessing now. The just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. He says, you know what? You're not saved by what you do. You're saved by faith. But what you do, he says, but the law was good and you should live in them. Try not to sin. Try to do good. Christ has not redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. How was he made a curse? Because he was under the law and he died, right? He died for all sin, which he had no sin. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hang on the tree. So what he's saying is everybody that tries to justify themselves by what they do, he says they're cursed. Why are they cursed? Because nobody can serve the law. No one. Nobody's perfect. Okay? So go to, right there you have cursing and blessings. Okay? Go to Galatians 1. We're in Galatians. Turn back. 1:6. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Galatians. It says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto what? Grace of Christ unto another gospel. See, right there he says, I marvel that y'all have left the gospel of grace and you've went back to another gospel. Okay? Which is not another, because it's the same gospel of God, of Christ, but it's changing. Now we're under the gospel of grace, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach unto you another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And then he says it again. As we said before, so say I now again. He said, I said it again, and now I'm going to say it again. If any man preach unto you another gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. So the blessings and the curses are laid out from you. He said, anybody that tries to justify themselves, by trying to work their way to heaven, he says, you're going to be cursed. What's the curse? Well, you'll end up in hell. Okay? So, he calls it the gospel of grace. Go to Psalms 32. What I'm doing, I'm setting the a ground. I'm showing y'all the curses and blessings. Psalms 32, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sins are covered. This is a blessing. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. What is guile? Guile is deceit, what a man has in him. So there's the blessings. He says, when your sins and your transgressions are forgiven, your sins will be covered. That's the blessings. You want the blessings? Agree with God. You don't want the blessings? You want a curse? Agree with yourself. Look what he says in Romans 4. Romans 4, verse 6 and 8. These are blessings. 6 and 8. Even as David also described the blessings of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh the blessings then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. So he says, when you believe, he'll count you righteous. Okay? Those are blessings. Okay, here's another one that, see what I'm doing, I'm showing you a lot of people that don't believe God's word is going to come to pass, for there's curses and there's blessings. I'm going to show you another one that a lot of people, and this is not, go to Revelations. This one is for a certain people, the very last book of Revelations. And a lot of people take this for granted. And what I want to make clear is this is none of you, because none of you do this. And I don't want, you know, everybody goes through different things, but this, look what it says in 22:18. This is a curse he's put before for people that change the word. He says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things of God, add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. See, but whether it was what he's saying is, whoever fools him with my word and adds scriptures or takes away scriptures, he said they're going to have to pay the price. I'm not talking about us. None of us here wrote a book. None of us made another Bible, made another a doctrine. But you know what? The people that do that, this is a curse. Whether you believe it or not, God's word will come to pass. And so that's what I just wanted to lay that. Is it because those things rest on the faith of God, not in the faith of his people in God. Okay, go to Titus. Right after Timothy. It's toward the end of the Bible. Titus 1. Verse 2 and 3. Okay, in hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began. So he promised us eternal life, and he says he will not lie. He cannot lie, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is commended unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. So right there, that word says that God cannot lie, which he doesn't lie. Everything he said he's going to do, it's going to come to pass. God's word, he cannot lie. My hope of eternal life doesn't rest upon my faith in God, but the faith of God. I'm going to show you that. I've never saw that. See, that's why so many people doubt their salvation. Because they think, well, what if I become unfaithful? What if I leave? Just like all them people in the Bible, they didn't believe that this was going to happen, and God's word came to pass. So this is God showing us that, you know what? Let's just go to it. We'll read it. We're 2 Timothy 2:11. Turn back. 2 Timothy 2:11. We'll read through 13. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. I believe that. See? If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. So if you say, you know what? I don't believe him. I don't trust in him. He'll say, well, I don't trust you, and I don't know you either. He'll deny us. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. See? So it's right here. It's a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. What does that mean? None of us died. Did any of us die 2,000 years on the cross? You know what he's saying? It's a faithful saying. If you be dead with Christ, then you also live with him. If you accept him and trust and believe what he did for you, he says, I will count it on your record and as if you died for your own sins. And then he says, you will live with me. He says, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful and cannot deny himself. So whether you say, you know what, you get saved, you know, I believe, and then what if you fall back? So it's just because you don't believe, I cannot deny myself what I've said. I told you I'd save you. Let me show it to you again. Okay? Go to, no one's faith is strong. What if you get, you know, not everybody's faith is as strong as they think it could be. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm strong. I can, okay. What if you get a doctor report? What if you get hurt or a money situation, you know, hits you? I'll tell you, you're going to think some things and you're going to say some things. You may be good for about a year or two, but nobody's faith can go, you know. No, I don't care how strong you say you're in your faith. There's nobody has enough faith to... You're gonna go through some things and you will doubt. You'll doubt. And I wrote some stuff here. I put, no one's faith is as strong as they think it is. God says, I won't go back on one thing that I promised, even if you go back on everything you promised. How many people say, you know what, I'm going on a diet? I use that because everybody says that. I always use that. Because, you know what? They say for a week, 2 days, they're done, unfaithful. You know what? I'm going to go to church. I'm making a stand. I want to learn more. I will make it to Bible studies. I'm going to make it to life recovery. Give it 2 weeks. I got things to do. We're unfaithful. Okay? You know, I'm going to start studying my word. You know what? I'm putting away TV and I'm going to read this word. God, you just get me out of the situation. You get hurt. God, please, you beg. I'll never go back to the things I were. I promise you, I'll study and learn your word. Give it 3 days. What do? We fail them. All the time. And God says, you know what? Even if you go back on everything you promised, I'll never go back on what I promise. Let me show you. And you know what? I'm not going to heaven because my faith is strong. I'm going to heaven because his faith is strong. Romans 3:3. What did we say that verse was? Let's read it again. And now I'm going to show you. Romans 3:3. Look what it says. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief, look at the words, make the faith of God, not our faith in God, the faith of God. See that? We didn't see it. For if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? In other words, because you don't believe, is God going to say, oh, if you don't believe? Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. No. Well, he says it will come to pass. See? Faith of God without effect. See, that's not our faith in God. That's faith of God. It has nothing to do with our faith right there. He's saying that's the faith of God. So if you don't believe, should your unbelief make it of no effect? Whatever God says he's going to do, he does it. Okay? Sometimes, you know, we have very strong faith, right? Sometimes we have very strong faith, and sometimes we have very little faith. So if it was our faith that saves us, we would fail. You see? Let me show you over here. See? And I wrote down, you know, sometimes I have very little faith. I brought what little faith I have, the size of a mustard seed, and I put it in Christ Jesus. Okay? And his faith carried me the rest of the way. See? And you'll say, you know what? No, you don't know me. I'm good. You know what? Everybody that was at the upper room, they said the same thing. Let me show it to you. Go to Mark 14. Mark 14:29. This is Jesus at the Lord's Supper. And he's telling them that, you know, that 29. But Peter said unto him, all shall be offended, yet I will not. He says, you know what? I know everybody, you say everybody's going to leave, but I am not. You don't know how strong I am. That's what he's telling them. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee that this day, even this night, their faith didn't even last the night. Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake more fervently, more strongly. He said, you know what? You don't know me, he's saying, in other words. If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee anywise. Likewise said them all. See, they all said, you know what? Yeah, we ain't going to leave you. We have faith. We're going to stand beside you, and we won't run. What happened? They all ran. They all fled. Their faith failed them. And what happened? God still forgave them and he loved them. It's only in the book of Mark and Matthew. Go to Matthew. I'll show it to you again. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse 31 through 35. Lord's Supper, they're there. 31 through 35. Well, we can read 30 because see right there they're eating and when they had sung a hymn, they're praising. They went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. Offended also means fall away in the Bible. All they shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, which they're going to get him, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. He says, y'all are going to all run. But after I am risen again, I will go unto you in Galilee. Look what Peter says. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall run away, in other words, be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. You don't know me, he's saying. You don't know. They can run, but I'm not going to run. That's what he said. And then Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto them, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. See, it's, we're unfaithful in everything we do. We can fool ourselves. You know what? I'll never walk away from the faith. I'll never leave. See? Faith, I looked up faith. There's a bunch of different means on faith. I use this one. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Trust, belief, confidence, strong belief in God, on his doctrines of a religious-based spiritual comprehension rather than proof. And what does Hebrews 11 say? Y'all should know that. Faith is the evidence of what? Of things not seen but hoped for. We can't see God, okay? But we know what God's word is, but yet we still unbelief. What does he say? Okay. We're not faithful. No one can keep their promises. Now I want to show you what. Go to Galatians 2. Galatians chapter 2, we're going to read 16 through 20. Yep. I want you to, we're going to examine this, okay? Look what it says. Knowing, what is knowing? Understanding, right? When you understand something. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. See, not our faith, his faith. I've looked at this 1,000 times and read it, and I've never saw it. It's not our faith in him, it's his faith. But by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified, again, by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. So he says, if you try to justify yourself by your works, you're a sinner because you're not covered by his blood, by his grace that's given. Is therefore Christ a minister of sin? God forbid. See, right here, this right here, if you look at this, it's faith through faith. Jesus Christ's faith, you putting your faith in him and his faith carrying you the whole way. Let's look at it again. Look what it says. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith, not of us, of Jesus Christ. Even we believed in Jesus Christ. See, that's his faith and then our faith through his faith. We might be justified by the faith of Christ and not of works of the law. See, so we put in our faith in him because his faith says, you know what? Put your trust in me and I'll give you eternal life. Let me show you it again. Turn the page. Go to 3. Chapter 3, 21, 22. Look what it says. It says, is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. You know why he said that? Because they say, well, is doing good against God? Galatians 3. Yeah, chapter 3, verse 21. Is the law against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have gave life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. He says, if the law would have, you could have made it on your own, then you would have. He wouldn't have came down. He says, it would have made been by the law. But the scripture has concluded all under the sin that the promise by whose faith? See, by faith of, not in, of Jesus Christ might be given to them that went. That's faith through faith. See that? That's we putting our little faith that we have in the faith that he's told us he'll give us and he'll carry us. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. It was hidden. See? It says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified through faith. What does that mean? That means that the law was never given to try and justify yourself through it. That law was given so you can look at it and say, there's no way I could be so good. I need a savior. I need somebody to save me. And he says, you know what? That was a school. That was our teacher to show us we are sinners. And nothing we could ever do could justify us. Nothing. Okay? I'll show it to you again. Go to Ephesians. Galatians, Ephesians. Turn the page. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11 through 12. According to his eternal promise, according to his eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness. You know what? The people may look and say, man, you're bold. Yeah, I'm bold. I say, you know what? I'm saved and I know I'm saved because it's not me. It's not my faith that's going to take me to heaven. It's his faith, his promise. He was the faithful one. How can we be bold? Because we know his word says, put your faith in me and I'll carry you the rest of the way. He says right here, and access with confidence by what? Faith of him. That's not faith in him. That's faith of him. See, confidence in him, in his faith. I'll show it to you again. Philippians. Turn the page. Keep going right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in the Gospels, right? Well, we have to find it. We can go through it if you find it. Look, let me show you this one. Philippians 3, 7 and 9. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 7 and 9. Philippians 3, 7 through 9. Look what it says. But what things were gained to me, those I counted for loss for Christ. Ye doubtless, and I counted all things for loss. This is Paul. He's talking about everything he did in the law. He says, I counted for nothing. It says, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. If you read up ahead, you'll see let's read it real quick so you can see what he's talking about. He's saying, you know what? This is what we talked about yesterday a little bit. He says, you know, he's saying, we can go to verse 5. circumcised on the eighth day of stock of Israel. He's talking about himself. He's saying, you know, if you want to boast, I can boast. He says, for Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He's saying, I counted, I was willing to walk the walk. As touching the law, a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He said, what I did, I was blameless because I was coming against. He was talking about when he was persecuting. But